Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. Taxes, they ruin everything. Kind of. But when you're playing crypto games and you're making money, of course the taxes have to come in and kind of ruin your fun, right? Well, it doesn't have to. So today we take a look at how are play-to-earn crypto games actually taxed. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here. All right, so one of the ways that you can make money with crypto is actually playing games. In some cases, you can earn cryptocurrency through the actual gameplay itself. But that said, how are these in-game rewards actually treated by the IRS? How are they seen as income? How are they taxed? What happens when you move your crypto rewards out of the game and into your crypto wallet and then sell your tokens for fiat currency? So let's take a look at what happens when you earn crypto while playing games on the blockchain. First of all, let's just take a look at how these crypto games actually work. Making in-game purchases is as old as massive online gaming. Back in the day, you could make purchases in World of Warcraft to upgrade your equipment and also accomplish some other tasks. In Fortnite, you can purchase skins, but the profits in these types of games just go straight to the developer, owner, or distributor. Grr. But with a centralized, traditional game, you can also receive in-game currency. However, this in-game currency, you can't really convert to assets outside of the game. In most cases, you cannot sell the in-game currency on an exchange for fiat currency. Crypto games, on the other hand, offer a different proposition. In addition to being able to make in-game purchases, it's also quite possible to receive crypto tokens, including NFTs, as rewards for gameplay. And then once you have these, it's actually possible to just go ahead and exchange and sell them for fiat currency or exchange them for other cryptocurrencies. This is where things take a bit of a turn. Because you can exchange your play-to-earn crypto tokens for other assets, the IRS might want a cut. Here's what taxes you could pay on crypto game earnings. So the IRS currently sees cryptocurrency in two ways: income and property. First of all, as income. If you receive crypto, it's kind of thought of earned income, as it should be. So any rewards you receive from playing a game could be seen as income. As such, it could be subject to income taxes. When determining the income, you just basically report your income as the market value of the crypto on the day you received it. Secondly, crypto assets are also seen as property. IRS guidance is a bit sketchy on NFTs at the moment, so it's kind of unclear that they would be treated as income, but of course they might be. However, the property aspect is a little bit more cut and dry. Once you have that cryptocurrency or NFT in your possession, it's seen as property, like a stock would be. So, your cost basis is essentially the market value of the asset when you receive it as a reward for gameplay, minus any fees you might be subject to. And then later, if you go ahead and decide to sell the cryptocurrency or NFT, you could be taxed based on whether it increased in value or decreased. So, for example, let's say you receive an NFT as an in-game reward. At the time you receive it, the market value of the NFT might be $60. Cool. Later, though, you transfer it to your crypto wallet and then put it up for sale on a marketplace. You get $300 for it. Bam! If your fees amount to $10, that's a profit of $230. Go treat yourself. Now, the IRS expects to collect capital gains taxes on that amount, though, based on your tax bracket. Oh, the same is true of cryptocurrency. Let's say you earn $300 worth of cryptocurrency by playing a crypto game like Axie Infinity. You decide to sell your crypto later, after the value of your crypto rises to $800. Now, you got to report $300 of income from the initial gain and $500 in capital gains. This doesn't account for how fees might impact your overall gains. Yikes. Of course, if the value of the cryptocurrency falls before you sell it, you could also potentially claim losses if you sell at a loss. However, you still need to report the initial reward as income. You can use any capital losses to offset some of your other capital gains or to just offset your income. But what about trading assets in the game itself? Okay, depending on the situation, using your crypto assets in the game could also result in taxable events. So let's say you use cryptocurrency to buy an NFT in the game. Using that crypto is usually considered a taxable event by the IRS. So you might need to pay taxes on the gains if the cryptocurrency gained in value since you received it. The transaction is treated as a sale of cryptocurrency to buy the NFT. Once you buy the NFT, its cost basis is set at what you paid for it. Stay with me. Later, if you decide to sell the NFT in the game or trade the NFT for some other asset, you have to consider whether you're getting more value than what you originally paid. If your asset has appreciated in value, that's a gain in the eyes of the IRS, and you are then required to report the gain and pay taxes. Crypto gaming and figuring out your taxes. This is rough. So figuring your taxes with crypto gaming is a little tricky due to a few realities. Keeping good records is going to be essential for you if you don't want to end up in trouble with the IRS. You don't want to get in trouble with those people. And they're also not really helping all that much because there's no clear guidance from the IRS on this. That's the biggest issue. There just isn't a lot of clear guidance from them. And while some guidance on cryptocurrencies has been released, the decentralized finance ecosystem is developing rapidly and regulation just can't keep up. Additionally, while the IRS has been reasonably clear in that in-game currencies earned through games like WoW, World of Warcraft, aren't considered income, it's different with crypto. Sure, the game might have its own currency and you might be able to earn it by creating armor for someone else, but you can only use the currency within the game. You can create something for another player, receive in-game currency as compensation, and then just use that to buy supplies for someone else in the game. However, with these types of games, the currency doesn't get used outside the game. It remains in the game ecosystem. If you use fiat currency to buy in-game currency, the profits go to the developer or owner. Let's say you buy a skin in Fortnite. Epic Games gets the profit. With a crypto game, though, if you use the in-game token to buy something from someone else, the cryptocurrency goes to that player. When you receive rewards in the form of crypto, you can actually take those coins out of the game and exchange them for another currency, and potentially sell those tokens for fiat currency that can then be transferred to your bank account. So you see how that's different. It's just a whole different ecosystem. The IRS, of course, with its bulky regulatory apparatus, just hasn't been able to catch up with it. So the guidance is a little bit murky to say the best, and some of it might just be a big old gray area. With that being said, tax records are scarce. As you try to figure out how to pay taxes on your crypto, it can be tough because most crypto games just don't keep track of your transactions in an easy-to-use manner. Thank you. Some crypto exchanges like Coinbase, though, do help you understand your cost basis and your transaction history, which can be very helpful. Most games, they're not going to keep track of this for you. Trying to explain it all to the IRS can also be a little bit tricky. You can keep track of your gains and losses and income with the help of your crypto tax software, though. And this is software like CoinLedger, CryptoTrader.tax, CoinTracker.io, Coinly, with a K, or ZenLedger. You can do your best to pay attention when you receive rewards and keep up with your transactions so you have notes about the value of your crypto when you receive it, buy or sell. All right, so here's the bottom line before we wrap things up today. It's kind of the common theme. Keep good records. This is essential whenever you're involved with anything that results in earning an income or seeing gains due to holding assets. This is true of play-to-earn crypto games as well as buying and selling cryptocurrencies and NFTs on exchanges. It's frustrating because the IRS hasn't really offered much guidance in this aspect, but it's important to plan ahead. Include your crypto in your overall financial planning and tax strategy. The last thing you need is to be forced to sell some of your appreciated crypto assets to pay your taxes and incur even more taxes as a result. So keep good records. I wish we could go into more detail about this and give you what the IRS says, but they just don't say a whole lot. If you want to keep up on what's going on, all things crypto and NFTs, lots of different reviews, and even the tax software that I mentioned, the crypto tax software, we have reviews for all of those as well. Find it at cultofmoney.com. Also, follow us on social media. We're everywhere. Just type in Cult of Money wherever you are, and you'll find us. We'd love to get to know you that way, too. Thanks so much for stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.